The BBC presents Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in...
Hancock's Half Hour.
Ah, hiya, Sid. Come on in.
Morning, Billy. What gives?
You know as much about it as I do.
Do you know anything about it, Griselda?
No. All I know is he asked you all to come round to hear an announcement he has to make. I think it's another of his important ones.
He's got his chair up on a dais with the flags draped behind him, has he?
That's right. He's summoned the gentlemen of the press as well this time. All the national dailies have been asked to attend.
Must be something big.
Shh, quiet, quiet. I think he's on his way in. I can hear him winding up the gramophone for the fanfare.
My children. He touched me. He touched me.
Oh, lucky you.
Places, places. Loyal and devoted followers. I've summoned you here to... Where are the gentlemen of the press?
They have not arrived yet, oh great one.
That's a bit off, isn't it? I sent summonses to Arthur Elliwell, Annan Swaffer, Donald Zeck, and all that mob.
Can't we have the proclamation without the press?
No. What I have to say concerns the world. How mayhap of these are they? Enter.
Good morning. I'm sorry I'm late.
Who are you?
I'm from the press.
Are you the only one?
Oh, I'm afraid so.
Never mind. It will be your honor alone to hear my announcement. From your mighty printing presses will thunder my message. That you will spread to the four corners of the world.
I'm from the East Cheam Advertiser.
That's no good. Where are the big ones?
Well, we also take in part of Saturn.
I summoned the big national dailies. Where are they?
I don't know.
This is 10-inch deep banner headline stuff, this is. Special edition, this is.
Well, come on, hurry up with this important announcement. I've got a dog show to report at 11 o'clock.
You wait here till I've finished. Now then, where's me scroll? Right. My proclamation. I, Anthony Hancock, philosopher, guide, advisor, and wicker bottom chair repairer. I, after sitting up all night thinking, have decided that civilization has failed us. Yes. I therefore come to the conclusion that I, to be honest with my principles, must from henceforth renounce the world.
Did you say you were going to renounce the world?
There is no happiness in this world today for a man of my intellect. So I've decided the only solution is to become a recluse. I'm going back to nature. I'm going to renounce all my worldly goods and live in the woods.
Where?
Clapham Common. It's the easy living and false comforts of modern civilization that are ruining mankind.
Why have you picked Clapham Common?
So I'll be near the shop. Oh, it's the wild woods for me. The wild woods, the trees will be my home. The ditch, my bed. The clouds, my blanket.
Oh, shut up.
Do you mind?
Don't be so stupid. You couldn't live in the open.
Of course I could. I am leaving this house, leaving society. I shall become a hermit.
And what are you going to live on, Mr. Hancock?
Nature is bountiful, young man. I will eat the food she has provided. Berries, herbs, grass. He's right, you know. What am I going to do?
Take your bow and arrow with you and shoot some wildlife.
That's it. Me little bow and arrow. Yes, of course. Do you mind? I'll take the suction pad off it and sharpen the old pointer.
Hey, tell me, what are you going to do with yourself in the woods?
I'll be free, boy, free. For the first time in my life, I shall be free to express the beauty of my artistic soul. The intellect which for so long has been straining inside this enormous chump of mine. I shall write poetry.
You don't mean that rubbish you scribble down in your diary every day.
Rubbish? Rubbish? Philosophical gems, matey. Listen to this. Sonnet by A.H. Oh, wondrous moon. Oh, wondrous moon with silvery sheen. Who throws its light upon East Cheam? From lofty height and through the mist, 2 o'clock Friday, chiropody. How did that get in? Where's the last line of my poem?
I rubbed it out to make room for the chiropodist appointment. You know you can't get your boots on if you leave your corn for more than a week.
Boots, corns. Symptoms of civilization. No more. Bare feet in future, striding through the forest.
God, Tommy, you'll be like a wounded elephant charging through the undergrowth.
What will you be taking with you, Mr. Hancock?
The bare necessities for such a life. 2 bits of wood to rub together to make a fire. A goatskin loincloth. A wooden drinking vessel. And a record of Tommy Steele singing Rock Around the Caveman. That's to frighten off any marauding wild animal.
And that's all you're taking? You don't visualize needing anything else?
No, no. That, as they say, is my lot. When I go back to nature, I go back to nature. It's all on me, Ann Cart. I'm ready for all.
Well, I'm afraid I better be getting to the dog show.
Are you going to print my decision?
No, I don't think so. It's not very interesting, is it? I'll tell you what, I might print something when you get arrested. Cheerio.
He's a card, isn't he? Isn't it typical? A world-shattering indictment of mankind, and all he's interested in is a pedigree Dachshunds at 5 guineas a yard. Well, I'm going. Open the window. I'm just going to shout my last defiant message to the world. You're doomed! All of you! Mankind is doomed. Return to nature before it's too late. Come with me to the woods.
Don't I hate you, old crunk?
I am not drunk, sir. I have seen the light.
You'll see my fist if you don't shut up.
Come in. Come in, for goodness sake, shouting down the street. You'll have the neighbors round. Doors opening all up and down the street.
I'm off. I'm going to get away from it all. I want you all to come down to the woods with me and see me start off in my new life. I shall start off as from midnight tonight.
How much further?
Not far. The cave I'd picked out for my home is 14 feet due west of the third oak tree from the stream.
2 yards from the trolley bus wires.
It's further than that. I'll be cut right off from the world. In the depths of the forest. Ah, sensational. Ah, here we are. There it is. My home for the rest of me natural.
Which won't be long if this is where you're going to live.
What's wrong with it? The best cave in these parts, my girl.
I like the prehistoric wall decorations. Tour of London, 2 bob, 813, 820, 827, 833. This is a bus shelter, you twister.
So this is it, is it? This is what you've given up the world for.
Yes, I'll be much happier here.
Oh, come on, buddy. Come on, let's get him parked. Let's get off home and leave him here to freeze.
Oh, thank you.
See you, Tub.
Won't you stay for a nightcap? Cup of boiled pond water or something?
Oh, no, thank you. We'll get back home. There's a nice fire waiting for us. I banked it up before we left. She'll be really roaring by now.
You wait till I get me 2 bits of wood going.
Why don't you come back with us and forget all about this?
No, no, I'm adamant. I don't know about this loincloth. Still, I'll be all right when my beard grows. What was that?
Oh, just the wind, I expect.
Might have been a mad dog roaming loose over the countryside.
Yes, yes. Hey, you thought I was frightened then, didn't you?
Good.
Oh, well, shut up.
You're not going yet, are you?
Yeah, back to the old fire. Have some grub. Steak and kidney pie, innit?
Yes, with peaches and cream and cheese and biscuits.
You're welcome to stop and have a plate of acorns.
No, no, we'll be off.
Oh. Ooh. Somebody walked over me grave. Very nasty, that. Well, you're going, then.
Yeah.
Yes, and if you really, Bill, you wouldn't like to leave me your overcoat just for old time's sake. Something to remember you by, that's all.
No.
Oh.
Look, you'd be very stupid in an overcoat with bare feet.
Well, leave your boots as well.
No, you've made your bed, you've got to lie on it.
I haven't made it yet. I'll have to look for some twigs and bus tickets and things.
Well, it's me for bed. I can't wait to get home between those blankets and sink down into that mattress.
Well, you're going then?
Yeah.
Yes. Would you like to see me chuck a rabbit in the woods?
No.
Oh. Do you know how to track a rabbit in the woods?
No.
Oh, well, that's my supper ruined. Well, you're going then?
Yes.
Come on.
Get off. Have a good time.
Yes, I will, thank you. I'm sorry for you lot. Having to go back to that false life you lead. Well, you're going then?
Yes. Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, I'm glad they're gone. Well, I'd never get rid of them. Oh, this is the life. Oh, way. Trying to tempt me back to the soft living. Well, I resisted. It's a moral victory, of course, that. I'll record that when I find a dry leaf. Oh, this is the only true life. I realize I'll have to live on acorns and berries. That's enough. That's all you need. 9 meals a day is just a habit you get into. I didn't need them. Certainly I'm cold now. I'm not disputing that for one moment. I know I'm cold. Yes, I'm cold. I'm cold. All right. Of course I'm cold. It's only to be expected. I'm not used to living in the open with no clothes. Never mind. A few nights out in the open, I'll be as fit as a fiddle. Glad I came. It's doing me the world. Oh, they are missing a treat here.
How is he, Doctor?
Not only pneumonia, exhaustion, starvation, and frostbite. We had to chip him out of that ditch. You know, civilization is failing in its duty when it can't find homes for poor devils like that.
But, Doc, he did all this voluntarily.
Oh, then I'd better find a home for him.
Can we go in and see him?
Oh, yes, I think you can see visitors now. But don't get him excited. He's still very weak. This way. Visitors to see you, Mr. Hancock.
Who is it? It's your friends, Miss Pugh, Sydney, and William. We've brought you some food.
Oh, thank you, true friend.
There we are. Half a pound of acorns, a pound of berries, and a sack of grass. And watch it, boys. Don't eat it all at once. It's got to last you all the winter.
Yeah, eat some now and stow the rest away in a hollow tree trunk.
Very funny. Come to gloat, have you? You think I've failed? Well, I haven't. I've only just started.
You're not going back in the woods again?
Yes, I am. This is just an unfortunate setback. Wasn't used to it.
Now I know the wrinkles, I'll be all right next time.
You must be mad. After all you've been through.
I am not giving up just because of you. Won't take me long to put back the 7 stone I lost. I'm going to cut myself off completely from the outside world.
A very good idea.
Now, don't tell me you're going to become a nature boy.
Now, now, now. I understand how a boy feels. And I think he should stick to his principles.
I knew you'd understand, Sid. A surprising ally, but nevertheless welcome.
Of course I understand, boy. You want seclusion, privacy, far from the madding crowd's unnobbled strife.
Shelley.
Nobbled?
Yes, I suppose so.
I believe it was.
Yes, that's the idea, Sid. Isolation, peace, tranquility.
Yeah, and I know just the place, my son. A lump of forest, miles from anywhere, and the rent I'm asking is very reasonable, too.
Really? How much?
$5 a square foot, $0.50 a tree, whichever's a greater.
And you're sure nobody will disturb me? It's completely isolated. I'll be on my top.
Certainly. You'll have the old wood to yourself. There's only just one small point.
Yes?
You've got to promise me that once you're set up in the wood, you won't wander away.
Why?
Don't ask questions. Just stay there.
All right, then. No skin off my nose.
No, but it will be if you wander off.
All right, Sid. I'll stay there.
Tell me, are you going to wear the same get-up? The loincloth, the sandals?
Naturally.
And grow a nice long beard and long hair?
Of course.
Good boy, I love you. Don't forget, stay there.
Certainly. I don't care what I do as long as I'm left alone. Away from it all.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Get your tickets. Get your tickets for the coach trip. See the wild man of the woods. He's naked. He's hairy. And what's more, he's British. Get your tickets. He lives on acorns and berries. Sensational. Come and see the wild man and his natural surroundings. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Leaving now coach trips to see the wild man of the woods. Get your tickets.
All right, Fred. Coach is full up. Get moving.
Cup's not going to like this, Sid.
He won't last out much longer. We've got to cash in while we can.
But you know he wants to be left alone.
No man is an island. Bunyan.
Yeah, but all these people roaming around staring at him. That's not what he calls solitude. They're the sort of people he wants to get away from.
I've had him roped off, you silly boy. They won't encroach on his privacy. They just stand by the ropes and watch him eating, jumping about and swinging from the trees.
He'll get very angry, Sid.
He'd better. I'd build him as a wild man. They're expecting a bit of savagery. They want their money's worth. I told Fred, if he gets a bit lethargic, poke him with a stick and throw things at him.
Sid, this is without doubt the most despicable thing you've ever done to him.
I done? You're getting 10%. It was your idea.
20% plus $5 a day for the hire of me boomerang to make him look more realistic.
We could only get him to paint himself. We could double the business.
He won't do that. He won't paint himself. It was a hard enough job to get him to put the bone through the nose.
Yeah, well, all right. Let's jump on the next coach, nip down, see how things are going.
Woods, go on, go on, get out.
Blimey, he talks English.
Better than what you can, mate. Go on, up it, all of you.
Ooh, how do you fancy him, Gertz? Ooh, how do you like to find him under your bed, eh?
Clear off, come on, clear off. I'd sling me boomerang at you if he didn't keep hitting me on the way back. Leave me alone, leave me alone. Go back to your home.
Oi, Harry, let's see you do a war dance.
Harry? How dare you? Go away, this is private property.
Hold it, mate, I'm taking a photograph.
I don't care. Not from there, this is me best side. Get the old sweep of the nose in there.
Go on, ma'am, you go over and put your foot on his chest.
She'll do no such thing. Go on, hop it. Hop it. I'm going hunting. I haven't had any breakfast yet. Stop poking me with that stick.
Come along now, move along, please. You've had your 5 minutes. Move along now, please. There's another coach load waiting to come in.
Sid, I might have known. Is there nothing you wouldn't do for money?
Nothing I can think of offhand. Now, come on, boy. Come on, liven yourself up. We got another 300 people coming in today. Snarl at them. Show them your teeth. What do you spiel about? Give them a show. Come on.
I refuse to make a public exhibition of myself.
Hey, Sid, look. What's that up there in the trees?
Nothing. Probably a squirrel or something. Now, look, Hancock.
No, look, look. It's not a Cyril.
If Mr. Kerr will say it's not a Cyril squid again.
It's not a squirrel, Sid. It's a man.
Look at him, travel through those branches.
He's heading over here as well.
Good evening. Who are all these people that doth trespass on my domain?
Pardon?
Who's this lot?
Wait a minute, you do.
The hedgehogs call me Jungle Jim. I live here in the woods.
Well, I'm sorry, you'll have to move. These are my woods.
Oh, no, they're not. I've lived here 5 years, man and beast. I was the sole survivor of a tandem crash. I couldn't find my way back, so I've lived here ever since.
I'm sorry, I don't want any company. I don't want you swinging through the trees and yelling your head off. Well, I'm sitting here contemplating. So you can pack your rope and go.
Now, don't be rotten. I've got me home here. I've got a hut in the trees, and I put all the birds' wings in splints and bandage up all the rabbits. It didn't half make them mad.
Why?
Well, there's nothing wrong with them. Still, it's a giggle, though, isn't it? Yeah. Where do you live?
I got a little hole in the ground, you know.
Oh, yeah?
I've done it out very nice. Not gaudy. No. None of your contemporary stuff, and that... No. You know, enough for me and a place to hang me boomerang.
It sounds very nice. You must invite me over for tea one day. I've got some very good recipes.
Get away.
Yes. My filleted hedgehog served with salty conkers, the winner. Good.
I can imagine. Of course, my speciality is toadstool flan.
Flan?
Hmm.
How do you do the pastry? I hope you don't cheat and buy flour.
No. Oh, no. No, ground acorns mixed with water.
Oh, that's a good idea. Here, wait a minute, though. Toadstools are poisonous.
Hmm. When are you coming round?
No, stop messing about. We ought to be chums, because there's not many of us wild men left.
I am not a wild man.
All right. Keep your beard on. Yeah.
What?
I love your loincloth.
Do you?
Yes. Very racy. Oh, yeah. Lovely.
I made it myself.
You didn't.
I did.
Ooh, I wish I was clever with my hands like that. Of course, you see, I'm more the strong, fearless hunter.
Yes, I suppose you are, really. You've got the sort of build for it.
Mm.
Slim and lithe. Mm. Ideal for getting in and out of rabbit holes.
Yeah. I do like your loincloth, you know. I wish you'd make me one.
Haven't you got one?
No, I use leaves.
Thanks. Very attractive, too.
Oh, it's all right in the summer, but you don't feel daft when autumn comes.
Well, I must be going now. It's been very nice chatting to you. I have enjoyed it. You must drop in my hole sometime.
Yes, I will. Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday.
Here, look. There's another crowd of people staring at us. What do they all want?
Say nothing. Stare back at them. After a while, they'll forget who came to see who. They'll think we're looking at them. They'll go away then. All right, come on. Eyes out for a full stare.
Now, you got to hand it to Tuff. 6 weeks he's been living in the woods, and we thought he couldn't do it.
He certainly makes me feel small.
Huh?
Do you mind? I think he's done very well. You can't help admiring him. I wouldn't be surprised if we never see him again. The life obviously suits him.
Yeah, I thought all those trippers would have drove him back. You know, we've been taking 300 a day out there.
It just shows she's got more strength of character than we thought.
Get my clothes out and give us a razor blade. I've turned it in.
Tub, what happened?
I was after peace and quiet to be on my own, and now the woods are swarming with them.
What?
Hermits. Thousands of hermits. Everywhere. They've had to chop all the trees down to get them all in.
Yeah, but where do they come from?
All those sightseers you take down there. They no sooner see us, they're over the rope, got their clothes off, digging holes all over the place. Trying to get away from it all, they are. Drives you balmy, the noise. I never knew so many people wanted to get back to nature. It's wearing off, though. They got 4 pubs and a cinema up already.
Why don't you try another forest?
No, thank you. I'm finished with forests. I shall journey to the Himalayas. Find a lonely peak. A blunt one. And sit on it. And sit on it for a few years. Good night.
Come on, Billy, we got work to do.
What are you going to do?
What an opportunity. Can't you see it? It really does exist. The Abominable Snowman. Book now for a Sid James tour of the Himalayas. Get your ticket, Sherry Crew. Own Sherpa, the attraction of the year. Climb in a footstep to move. Hurry, 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 hurry.
This has been Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The program which was recorded was produced by Dennis Mayne Wilson.
Hancock's Half Hour was presented by the BBC.